Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How about just the offensive line overall? Because I thought Russ was running for it, particularly early in the game. And I thought they kind of warmed to the task. And then running the football, I think eventually they broke the dam. For me, and I'm not the football guy, for me, I'd say C+, because they did enough to win the game, and in crucial moments, they did a really good job.
Yeah, I'm right around there too. But I mean, Zach Frazier, for the ability to be off for so long and be a rookie and come right in and almost seamlessly have that transition back to where he was before he got hurt, like, that is unbelievable. Really good football player. I mean, no snap issues, and just kind of just, you know, he's back to work.
Boy, that sure stopped.
Yeah. It really, when Russ came in.
What happened there?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I guess C+, right? C+, yeah, for the offensive line.
That is maybe my biggest concern moving forward, though. Like, I'll tell you, I said, if they get in drop back passing situations down in a football game, what's it going to look like? Well, guess what? Arthur Smith said, we're still going to run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
We're still going to use play action. We're down 10. There's enough time left. We're still going to be us. And eventually it worked. So they didn't have to, despite being down in the football game, change who they were. And it allowed the offensive line to play the way that they wanted the offensive line to play. This is an interesting one. And we're doing Doran's player grades right now. James Pierre.
James Pierre on defense or James Pierre as a whole?
As a whole. Because I thought he totally redeemed himself. Like, that pass breakup was nails.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't interfere. And that crew threw more pass interference and defensive holding calls, flags, I should say, than any other crew in the league coming into this game. So they're looking for it out there, and they're going to throw it when it's ticky-tack. That breakup at the end of the game on the most important drive for Washington, to me, I'm okay with him dropping the football because he made a winning play in winning time.
Yeah, he gets dinged a little bit for dropping the football, but you know the saying, you know, what are defensive backs, receivers that can't catch?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is what it is, but I to be thrusted in that role and to know that you are going to get targeted, that is a lot of pressure. So I give him a B.
I'm giving him a B too.
Yeah, I give him a B. That's a tough deal. And in that moment, and knowing how Jaden Daniels operates, and knowing that passing game is can get going and can be so elusive at times, I think that was a tough deal, and he held it down for the most part.
They targeted him.
Yeah.
On that final drive, first play, first down, and they said, okay, James Pierre is out there. We're going after that guy. And for him to have screwed the game up maybe earlier on, and then to give up a catch, and then to make that play, that means a lot to me. Now,
he almost got a fumble recovery, too.
You're right about that.
Yes.
He's a hell of a special teams player. Mm-hmm. He really is. I mean, people were saying they should cut him.
No.
No.
Get
he's a really good special teams player.
Ridiculous.
And now, if Dante Jackson can't go next week, I'm probably kicking Cam Sutton outside, having Beanie Bishop in the slot.
No doubt.
And then if James Pierre is your next corner up, I think you live with that.
Yep.
But I wouldn't have him be the number two this week.
Nope.
And then finally, Keanu Benton.
Big play.
Big play.
You've said it multiple times now, and you know, I just, at the time, I didn't realize how significant that play was until you brought it to my attention again and again, and I watched it, and I was like, man, he really made it. Like, that could have been something dangerous.
2 minutes to go in the game.
Yeah.
And if Jaden Daniels evades Keanu Benton, the Commanders are going to have a field goal attempt, you would have to think, at the end of that football game. So, hell of a play. Hell of an athletic play.
Yes.
And he hasn't been great this year. I ain't sugarcoating it. Hasn't been bad. Hadn't been great. That was a great play. All right. Doran's great.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
Bang, boom, bang, boom.
What about running backs real quick? You. I'm going to ask you. Najee and Jalen. What do you get Jalen? Scored a touchdown?
Tough eval.
Very tough.
Did not score a touchdown.
No, he didn't. Sorry.
But he caught a check down. That was a massive play in the game. When the offensive line did look like it was folding at that particular point in the game, check down turns it into a big play of 26 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Ran the ball well, was their leading rusher, 14 carries for 66 yards. But when you fumble at the goal line.
Pat protected well, too. But then,
and he always does, right? You fumble at the goal line, to me, that's at least knocking him back a full letter grade.
Yes.
That can't happen.
Nope.
And I do think the officials probably could have blown the play dead, but I don't know if you're going to, because the Steelers, multiple times in that game, the offensive line has pushed from behind. They've gotten yards whenever it looked like their dudes were stood up. Like, I don't know what the officials are supposed to do there.
And that's what Steratore said, too, in his evaluation when they went to him. It's like, you know, they're going to let them go because of, you know, how the Steelers and their running backs do run the football. So that's a, you know, it's a close call, but you absolutely can't fumble in that moment. So, yeah, you're definitely right. A letter grade, but what is the letter grade then?
I can't go higher than a. I can't. I would have probably given him. I probably would have given him a B+. I'll take him down into the C range.
Yep. Yep.
And then I thought Najee. It was not the Najee we've seen the last few weeks, right? But on the final couple drives, Najee Harris was a factor. Was a factor. And so that seems to be the thing he does well, is he wears teams down.
Yep.
So I think he was okay. Maybe B-, something like that.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.